Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. All right, I have a friend lives in St. Charles, and it was 10 years ago, this place was the place to go if you wanted great schools. So his kid's going to the high school there, and in the middle of the year, due to circumstances beyond his control, he pulls his kid out to homeschool him.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid still has a girlfriend going to the school. So the girlfriend wants to go to the prom. He didn't want to go, but because it's his girlfriend, he decided to take her. So they go to the school, and they ask permission, like the good little slaves they are, and the school says, yeah, you can go. So the day before the prom, the school called up the girl's mom and told her no, they weren't going to let this kid go to the prom because he didn't go to the school and he didn't fill out the proper paperwork.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, the mom got really irate, called my buddy, told him what was going on. My buddy didn't know what to do. She ended up calling back to school, and to make a long story short, she's threatening to sue the school, and the school says, okay, we'll give you the money back for the tickets. And she goes, oh, no. She goes, it's gone beyond the tickets. My daughter's gone out and bought a dress. There's a tuxedo involved in this. My daughter's having her hair and nails done right now, not to mention all the emotional stress that you guys have caused. So they ended up letting them go to the prom. But it seemed to me, when my buddy was telling the story, that what the school was trying to do was simply screw with this kid. They were being vindictive toward him because he had pulled him out of the school earlier in the year, in the middle of the year, to homeschool him.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And one of the good things he told me that's going on, though, is that apparently he's not the only one. Apparently a lot of people are pulling their kids out of the school. So something's going on there. At least there's a consciousness of something happening with the public schools, and people, at least in this area, are beginning to do something about it.
Well, thank goodness people still have the freedom to pull their kids out of the school, and thank you for the call, Matt. Thank goodness that we still have the ability to do that. Not that the school's going to see all those kids leaving and do anything. I mean, it's not like they're going to call up the parents and give them 50% off their next year because they were unsatisfied with their services. It doesn't matter to them. Though, is it? Though, I guess in some places, schools are funded based on pupil count. So maybe they will get a bit of a funding reduction, but I don't know what the rules are in Illinois. I don't know how things work, but for the most part, you know, government bureaucracies just don't have an incentive to make their customers happy. If the customers go away, they just shrug their shoulders. It doesn't matter to them. A new batch of parents will be forced to put their kids into the government school, or at least encouraged to put their kids into the government school the next year.
In a financial sense, they have to pay. They have been paying for public schools ever since they've not lived at mom's house, and therefore, you know, they feel like, well, I put money into this system, and then they don't have to pay anything out of their pockets in order to send their kids to public schools, and of course, they would have to pay more to send them to a private school. So, you know, they're incentivized to send kids to the public schools.
And, you know, it's fascinating. All of this comes, obviously, from a distrust of people being able to take care of themselves and their own affairs. It's just two diametrically opposed philosophies. One is, I want people to trust me with my own affairs, and I will afford my neighbor the same grace, mm-hmm, to trust him with his own affairs. The socialists and the communists, the Marxists, believe that, and they do it out of the best of intentions, clearly, but their entire philosophy is, well, some people just can't do that. They're incapable of doing that. Now, they won't point out which one it is, mm-hmm, but it could be you, it could be you, it could be you. And you're just evil if you don't approve of this sort of concept. And to me, that's amazing because you incur all these practical problems. It never works. And then they say, well, we need to do it more. Mm-hmm. And they never seem to learn that from this kernel of distrust of their neighbor, they get all these problems. So homeschooling is a great example. Right now, Ian, we're talking about a bill in New Hampshire that would systematize everything in the state of New Hampshire for education, and they would tell all the localities what would happen. A guy talks to me today, and he says, what's going to happen to homeschoolers if the state is going to decide what the curriculum is?
I'm like, no good.
You know, I don't know. They just don't trust people. They do not trust people.
Yep, you're right about that. And I've seen this recently. I've been watching Free Minds TV, which is what Toby, who's our Tuesday night co-host, does on a once-a-week basis. The guys do an awesome, really just amazing job, considering they've only done like 21 episodes of this show so far. And you can see these episodes at freekeen.com. That's Keen with an E on the end of it, freekeen.com.
Cool. And considering they're just young guys are basically doing it as a hobby.
Yeah, they really are just doing an incredible job. But they take calls on the show, and there's this one guy that calls the show almost every single time. And he's always bringing them back to the education issue. And in the last show that was posted at freekeen, the top of freekeen.com right now, he once again, he comes out with that same mentality of, well, we need government education so everyone can be educated because some people just don't care. And so because some people don't care about their kids, we all must be forced to pay for this government education system. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter what the guys on Free Minds TV say to this dude.
Of course
there's
not.
There's absolutely no getting through to him. And he claims to be a private school teacher.
Oh, geez. You know, a great example, if people want to carry this with them, a historical example is, just remember, folks, the Bullfinch study done in 1812 in Boston. There's a place in Boston near Copley Plaza called Bullfinch Place. And they studied people, children in Boston. They found 90-some percent, I'm just, you know, sort of not quoting exactly, 90-some percent of the kids in Boston were educated through sixth grade privately. And if you look at the literacy rates of 1812 versus today, not only were the literacy rates comparable, but their level of literacy, the degree of literacy, the content of the words they knew was better than it is today. So if people are wondering, well, you know, it just wouldn't happen. What about those people? Look, you're always going to get some people who fall through the cracks. The question is, what is the most ethical and what is the most efficient way to do it?
Right. Well, nowadays, everyone who puts their kids through government schools is putting their kids in the crack, if you ask me.
Right, right.
You're voluntarily choosing to put your kids in the worst educational outfit available.
Right.
Now they'll get
right.
you. They'll get your kids to the point where they can understand what basic addition and subtraction, and you know they'll get the rudimentaries for sure. But they won't go further than that. They won't teach them how to critically think and question authority and create wealth and do all sorts of other things. There's a lot of curriculum out there that parents would like to have in introduced into the government system that just won't ever get introduced because it's too controversial or for whatever reason someone else doesn't want to allow that. I mean, there's just so many reasons to turn education over to the marketplace 100%. And there's no coherent argument for government education.
Yeah,
there
well,
really isn't. If you want to try to make one, though, 800-259-9231.
You know, I think a lot of parents just don't even think about what their kids are getting taught in school. They
take it for granted.
School. They get taught stuff that they're supposed to learn, and they don't even consider for a second what it is that their kids need to know. You know, I don't know how it is that I came to know the things that I know now, but, you know, I know I didn't learn them from school.
You had a lot of time to study in your life.
Yes, I have learned a lot of things in my life just by independent study.
A lot of reading.
But
you know, I think you make a good point. I think what happens is, and this is a great example of what happens in almost every situation where government begins to do something for which it was not designed. When it begins to provide these types of services, education, protection, health care, food, any of these types of things, what it does is it allows some people to neglect what should be their responsibility.
That's true.
It decreases the amount of efficiency.
That's part of the sell. That's part of the sexy sell of government is, you know, they'll come to people and they'll say, hey, let us take care of your grandmother.
Yeah.
Let us take care of your kids' education. Let us take care of your retirement. You shouldn't have to think about these things. You shouldn't have to actually figure out how your life's going to work. Let's go to the phones and talk to Brian in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brian.
Hello, I was going to talk about, I had gone over the Ron Paul for President site there. I was hoping to find some positive things there, but I really, because there's a lot I disagree with Ron Paul on. I'm a democratic socialist myself. I'm a former Marine, a former conservative, as a matter of fact. But I wanted to say, I was talking about this public school system, but here, excuse me. I live in Raymond, New Hampshire, a small town just outside of Manchester.
Hold that thought, Brian, and you can tell us all about it here in moments. 800-259-9231. More with Brian. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty?
Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ever open a bag of chips to discover it's only a third full? Packaging size can be deceiving, except when it comes to cars. When I come back, I'll introduce you to the automotive measuring stick.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
These days, small can masquerade as large, cleverly cloaked in creative packaging. But not so with products of the four-wheel variety. Here's how car sizes measure up by passenger, luggage, and cargo volume. Mini compacts are sedans with under 85 cubic feet, not including two-seaters, which hold their own category. Subcompacts' magic numbers are 85 to 99. Compact cars, 100 to 109, mid-size sedans, 110 to 119, and large, 120 cubic feet or more. To find out how your car sizes up, check your owner's manual. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection, so enjoy those on us for free at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is courteous, respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, let's go back to Brian in New Hampshire. We had to unceremoniously interrupt him as he was just getting rolling. So, Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's getting about public schools, and it's on the, I guess, the school vouchers is a part of that topic, I would say. I'm a mentally ill man. I'm 48 years old, going on 48 years of age. I'm never going to have a kid in the local public schools here in Raymond, New Hampshire, in the small town of New Hampshire here. And I'm never, and about, I pay thousands of dollars in local property taxes, and I would say about half or a little more than that goes to the public school system from
right,
the
tax. Right, about right.
And
absolutely.
If you don't pay those taxes.
Hold on, I'll
let you go on. But if you don't pay those taxes, they take your house away.
Huh?
If you don't pay those taxes, they take your house away.
I'm not against though paying those taxes though. I am not against kids getting public education. I believe taxes are part of civilization, and I do not want 50%, 52% of my taxes if they go to public schools. If I can show some records to show that I'll never have a kid in school, I don't want half of my taxes are. Get a school voucher or whatever the equivalent of that, a refund for that amount of taxes. I want to pay for the other kids to go to school.
That's fine.
Because
that's
part of civilization.
Brian, if you voluntarily want to pay for kids to go to school, I think you absolutely should be free to do that. However, civilized? You said taxes are part of civilization, so I just want to understand that.
At least.
Yeah, but your definition of civilization, I don't think jives with Ian's
right.
concept
human
of being
civilization
civilized.
Human civilization has not. Getting back to Ron Paul.
Paul in a moment here. I just want to try to understand the civilized comment. Now, is civilized?
Right, why don't I take your side of it, boys? Why don't I take I believe it's the same thing as fascism, the social Darwinist side of it. Where if the poor kids can't afford to go to public school, let them starve. Let them to hell with them.
Now, hold on, Brian. How long have you been listening to Free Talk Live?
They can't do it. So the survival of the fittest is all that we can.
Okay. No. Brian, how long have you been listening to Free Talk Live?
It's an upper middle class kid.
He's still talking.
I get any kind of education.
Brian, calm down for just a moment. And I just want to try to understand, how long have you been listening to Free Talk Live?
Shakespeare was a public school kid. You know that?
How long have you been listening to Free Talk Live, Brian?
About, I think, 2 or 3 days.
You haven't had the chance to hear us explain the free market position on education. Nobody's saying that poor kids are going to be left in the dirt. As a matter of fact, in the marketplace, individuals like yourself and like many of the people in this very room would be able to voluntarily contribute to education funds for poor kids. Churches and other private organizations would be able to provide that education on a voluntary basis. But I want to get back to your assertion that the government school system, or taxes rather, are civilized. And so, to that end, what is it about someone taking money at gunpoint that is civilized? Can you answer that question?
No, I believe it's what it's about that civilizes an educated human being is a much better chance of being part of creating.
Sir, the ends do not justify the means.
Civilized culture.
The ends do not justify the means, Brian.
Populace.
Now you've dodged my question.
Right.
What is civilized about pointing weapons at people and taking money from them? What is civilized about that?
Okay, so you want to dissolve all taxes?
No, he's asking you a question, and he would like to get a direct answer. No, Brian, I'll pick up here.
Nothing civilized about it. It's called keeping order, I suppose.
So there is nothing civilized about
alive.
It. Okay, so the answer is there is nothing civilized about it.
So taxation is actually uncivilized.
Taxation is one of the bases of civilization, unfortunately.
Let me see if I understand this. You're saying it is uncivilized to point weapons at people and take money from them, but yet that's the basis of civilization?
The IRS has never pointed weapons at me. The IRS has never pointed...
Keep paying them, sir.
Right.
What happens when you stop?
They do point weapons at other people, Brian. And I understand that it takes a little while to get the concepts down. That's cool.
Yeah, stick with it, though, Brian, because obviously it being engaged and calling into the program obviously means that you care very strongly about this.
Well, I went over completely Mr. Paul's presidential website.
Yes.
The only thing I agree with him on some issues are regarding the issue of privacy and personal liberty. Everything else, he's caving into the right-wing hate bloggers in this country.
Brian, may I ask you a question? Why do you believe in privacy in, let's say, what you're doing inside your own living room, your personal liberty, that sort of thing?
Yes.
But you don't believe in privacy regarding how much money you have in your bank account or how much money you made off a private transaction with another individual where nobody else is involved but you.
Well, I agree with them about the private, our Social Security numbers are too readily available on our medical system. I was a victim of identity theft in March 2004. I'm still not over it.
So,
and I believe that, the right to privacy is another sacred right, like the right to vote, for God's sake.
So if Mark and I engage in a private contract where I pay Mark $50,000 for something, or I pay Ian $100,000 for something, and it's a private contract, would you sustain that principle and say the government should not get involved and pry into our private business?
I would say that absolutely. But what are you talking about? If you're talking about being incorporated, though.
No. Let's not go that far. I'm talking about private exchange. If you believe in privacy, that stands completely contrary to your idea that the federal government...
Okay, your friend saved your life, or you've just been buddies for all your lives, and he just came into a real trouble with the IRS.
The situation is irrelevant. The principle is what's important. We're drawing this into an abstract.
You need to help him out. That's between you and him. It's not a business transaction.
So then
you
don't believe the government should be taxing
people. He said
people.
It's not a business transaction.
It's your business. Yeah, I think businesses are public entities in a sense that they have to advertise it. But between personal friends, if you want to lend your friend in need or your family in need,
we're not talking about lending.
That shouldn't be the government's business.
I agree with that. But we're not talking about lending here. We're talking about business. Let's say, Gardner, you want to advertise your new book you're writing on Free Talk Live.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you want to buy some advertising on Free Talk Live. And you want to do a huge year-long advertising book. Blitz.
If you guys don't pay taxes on that, you could have your property taken from you at the point of a gun. If you do not announce that to the government, they are prying into your private business.
That's right, I believe that's the cost of civilization, and I believe it can be upheld by the United States Constitution. Is consistent with it. I'm not.
So violence is okay in your book.
No,
you're an okay.
Violence,
you're okay.
Not violence. No.
The threat of violence.
Legal remedies, but not violence. No.
So threatening
it's
violence.
Legal violence.
No, I despise what happened to poor Randy Weaver and his family. I got my dog licking at my leg right now, and they killed his dog too.
Right.
You guys forgot to add that.
Yeah, true.
When
they
attacked his family, his kids, and his wife, and his dog.
So
the poor man. God love him. I disagree totally with his race.
Hold on a second. I'm with you on that, okay? I think we got a lot that we agree on here. We're just trying to understand, the differentials here. And if you'll hang on, because it's great that we have a differing opinion on this show during the week. It's very hard to get someone to call in and disagree with us during the week. So hang on. We're going to bring you back. You've got time, okay? 800-259-9231. So he does sound like he's for violence.
He's close. He likes privacy, but
taxes are integral to civilization. So let's see if we can help Brian understand that taxes are inherently violent. Maybe we can make that connection or help him make that connection. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 biggest mistakes investors make and how to avoid them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Diggle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the bulletin board system. Over 225,000 posts. Over 1,400 people interacting. A lot of fun. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com as we bring back Brian in New Hampshire. Now, Brian, we're sort of exploring your worldview here tonight, and we've touched on a couple different areas, including education and taxes in general.
It might not be great for your show's rating, my worldview, but go ahead.
Well, I would exchange, really. I would disagree. I find it very interesting, and
okay.
So let me see if I understand so far where we've been, and then we'll go somewhere else. As I understand it, you believe that taxation is integral to civilization.
Well, and yeah, I always believe it's innate, but I don't believe it's. It's not absolutely mandatory in a sense of. I don't think every act of tax collection, most all of them throughout human history, has not been done at the barrel of a gun. But it has been done with the power of the state, and what you're arguing is that is implicit in the very means used of taxation in order for government to get its revenue.
And you had said that you are against violence. You don't think it's appropriate to point guns at people and take money from them.
Oh yes. Yeah, so who's that? Mr. Brown up in Freedom, New Hampshire,
Ed
right now?
Ed Brown in Plainfield.
Yeah, Plainfield. They need to ignore that man for now, and just try to do every type of legal negotiating tool and every type of way they can to. And they should have done the same thing with Randy Weaver. David Koresh is so that gets to be a point where he was abusing like children, perhaps. He was oppressing other human beings, so that gets to be more complicated, but I still think they overdid it.
Right. I agree with you on both of those counts. Now, if you're against violence, if you're against pointing guns at people taking money from them, then are you also against threatening violence against others?
Sure, that's a criminal, for individual citizens, that could be a criminal act.
But for the government, it's not criminal. For the government, it's okay, in your mind?
I suppose what I'm saying is, and you know, I'm not, like I say, I'm probably completely anti-libertarian on this. I'm saying that it's implicit, but that does not make it unconstitutional to me. I do not, I'm not, but
and we're just talking whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Is it right or wrong? It's
your thought.
I suppose to keep civilization going, it's necessary.
So
violence
is necessary.
It's necessary.
You sound like you're hedging a little bit, Brian. So
yeah.
What you're saying is it's wrong to do it as an individual,
but
you're saying it is acceptable for the government to do just what an individual should not do.
Well, say for the highway fees to take Daniel Webster Highway and other roads, and once you get into Massachusetts, you get more paid tolls. I would much rather have the government collect those taxes than any private corporation or buy up that land.
Well, I'd like to point out
the freeway.
Mark, you wanted to bring up a point about corporations, didn't you?
Well,
yeah.
I did want to point out that we think that I think that corporations are a bad thing. That they're a government created file folder that really protects people from their own actions.
Yeah.
Like,
something,
you know,
like 64% of corporations pay not one penny in federal income tax, apparently.
Corporations pay tax. They pass all their costs on to customers. So anytime a corporate tax is increased, it just gets passed down the line in an increase in the retail price of whatever products they're selling.
I can think of all kinds of examples, but when a corporation, say, pollutes the ground, and the corporate officers are able to get away without, they shut down the corporation, they declare bankruptcy.
Jack Welch's GE regarding the Hudson River, what they did to the Hudson River.
They walk away from it. And so it allows the people that are in charge of the company to avoid personal responsibility. And libertarianism is very much about personal responsibility.
Sure.
So we don't really believe in corporations. We do, on the other hand, believe that every man is should be and is allowed to profit from his own labor. So, there may very well be important, big businesses in libertarian land, big companies, but those companies would be owned by a man or by, shareholders who would then bear responsibility for their actions.
Yeah.
Well, let me just finish up with this guy, because I don't have time to go through every issue of Ron Paul and his website. You guys got to get to other calls. But I want to say that I did order the book on objectivism by one of the people that knew on Rand, and I'm trying to read up on that.
Yeah.
And if I read up on objectivism, that does not mean that I'm automatically understanding libertarianism necessarily.
Certainly not.
Right?
In fact, Ayn Rand herself was sort of anti-libertarian.
Okay,
she didn't really like the libertarians. Now, you know what? Here's what I would recommend is you go to Ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T, Ruart.com. And look for her book, Healing Our World. It's available free on her website. So there's no reason to not take a taste test of it, because the entire 1990s version is there. The reason I recommend that to you, Brian, is because she writes her book from a really caring perspective, a perspective that really is going to appeal to someone who considers themselves a socialist Democrat. And I got to say,
she looks like a nice lady in all of her pictures.
She's a lovely lady.
But just going by, like, the title of one of her books is The Virtue of Selfishness. That sounds like more of a...
Well, you mean Ayn Rand.
That's Ayn Rand.
That's Ayn Rand, sir. That book is Ayn Rand that you just named.
Ayn Rand's concept of the virtue of selfishness, at first blush, it might sound very, very caustic and nasty, but she has a very deep rationale, which we can't really get into on
this.
Here
is why
right
I'm
now.
Saying that Ayn Rand
but
is probably
Ruart,
not a good starting point for Brian.
Mary Ruart.
I think
Ruart.
Check that book, Healing Our World, out, and then call us back with your thoughts. And Brian, thanks for the call tonight.
Thank
we appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know what? I thought that went pretty well.
That
call went pretty well.
Yeah,
and you know, go ahead. Sorry.
It's just a matter of people
as far as persuasion.
Persuasion. Just getting them to slowly immerse in the philosophies, and they usually will speak for themselves.
Right. Because somebody like Brian, very clearly against violence, very clearly.
Yeah. Right.
Yet he can't really see. He's not even close to the point where he can envision a world wherein violence isn't, as he put it, necessary.
Yeah.
So he doesn't like violence. But yet he feels like it must be utilized in order to provide certain goods like roads and schools.
Right. And there seems to be some distinction that he makes between violence engaged in by a so-called legitimate entity called government, which he believes would be legitimate because, it has to do it in order to get these things done. And you ask the question,
and therefore
the
would be fair somehow.
Yeah, and so, you know, these are sort of mixes that some people who still believe in this stuff hold on to.
Right.
And they need to sift through this and say, look, at its core, principle-wise, if we were to get a gang of thugs on our street, a little area geographically, and go around and say, hey, we think that taking from you is okay, there would be not much difference between that and the governmental
really,
body of a state.
You're right.
Or town. And it just depends on the size. So the principle is what he needs to remember.
All you have to do is start at an individual level and keep the principle as you scale up. So if it's a one-to-one situation where I come to your front door, Gardner, and demand money from you or else, that's unacceptable. And
right.
Brian would agree that that is unacceptable.
Right.
I think Brian would also agree that if I went next door, got Mark, and we both went over with weapons, and we threatened you and demanded money from you, he would also agree that that is unacceptable.
Right.
How it is that it becomes acceptable when Mark and Julia and I and you, four people, all go, or just you and Mark and I, three of us, we all go into a little voting area and cast our ballot, and let's say Mark and myself both vote for Mark.
Yeah.
And you vote, of course, for yourself, because you know that Ian and Mark are going to go and vote for somebody who's going to come take money from
you.
But we voted, so we've checked a box on a piece of paper, put it into a ballot holder, and someone's tallied those results, and Mark is by clear, 66%, he's the winner.
And it's the landslide, baby.
You've been elected, and now Mark, you, as the government, are now going to go to Gardner's house and demand for, once again, demand money. All of a sudden, that's okay?
Hey, right, and no one would say that the government is fair, no one would say that the government's equitable, that people realize, well, the government's flawed and everything,
right.
But they think that it has to be done, and
next step in the thought process.
What they don't see is that kind of power, it's like cheese to a rat. It draws the worst kind of individual.
That's true. So you've got, as the worst kind of individual, which I would agree of the three of us, you've been elected to office, and now Gardner's going to get angry, and he's going to say, I'm tired of this guy coming around taking money from me. I'm tired of it. And my pat answer is the government supporter is going to be, well, you know what? You can vote him out next time. But you can't vote him out next time because me and Mark are going to vote him right back in again. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at our store. Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more, all there at store.freetalklive.com in the pre-order phase. Bunch of new products on there right now for your buying convenience, including the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It's our best-selling item of all time. It's also limited edition. So if you want to get yourself a 2-gigabyte MP3 player, voice recorder, flash drive. And how much did that flash drive cost you, Gardner, that you've got in your computer right now?
This was like $25.
Now, how many gigs is it?
It's 1 gig.
So now, that doesn't play MP3s, does it?
No.
And it also isn't a voice recorder.
It's a stick.
Right.
Then,
so we've got 2 gigabytes, stick, MP3 voice recorder, FM tuner for less than $60. Right now,
that's
at
awesome.
store.freetalklive.com. It's unbeatable. Plus, we've also got other cool stuff like the brand new Free Talk Live hoodies, 2 different styles, different colors. We've got the Free Talk Live female version of our T-shirt, also the Free Marketeer shirt, the new Free Talk Live beanie cap, as well as the lighter bottle opener combo, and more. All of our older items still for sale at store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Amplifier Line and Michael in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Michael.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, hey. Sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've got some good news out of Boston for you.
Hmm, okay.
The Aqua Teen Hunger Force Moonanite scare that they had last January.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guys where, putting all these electric signs up under bridges and overpasses and stuff, freaking everybody out.
Yeah, the government spent $750,000 taxpayer dollars to supposedly respond to this scare, this threat of flashing light bright boards.
They only did the majority of that response after they found out what the boards were and that they were not a threat at all. Mm-hmm. Well, the two guys who planted the boards were in court today, and they've had the charges dropped against them.
Excellent.
I thought they pled out. That's what I'd read.
They had an agreement to do community service and a public apology. And I have to read this public apology to you because it's funny.
Okay.
It goes, I deeply regret that this incident caused such anguish and disruption to so many people.
Okay. It's
very carefully worded.
It certainly is. Yeah. I mean, you know, sorry
you're
a bunch
so
of dummies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's pretty good.
And remember, these are the same guys that were, when they were being interviewed about this, they just kept talking about hairstyles.
Yeah.
Like the reporters kept trying to ask them serious questions, and all they would do is just talk about 60s and 70s hairstyles. It was hilarious.
Yep, that's good stuff.
Michael?
But, so, yeah, that's what's going on in Boston.
Good to know.
And I got
One more thing.
Yes,
I've had, I'm a domestic terrorist now.
How'd that happen?
Well, I was declared a domestic terrorist by the FBI in Virginia, Alabama, and Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we talked about this story last week. Where,
what's the story on that?
Well, everyone who's a libertarian, basically. Michael, you can summarize it, I'm sure.
Yeah, the FBI put out a pamphlet a few years back, but it really didn't get much press.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week, somebody discovered the state of Alabama's Department of Homeland Security has a little section on their website called Terrorism Awareness and Prevention.
Okay.
Where it just trains people to recognize what suspicious activities are, who domestic terrorists are, how you recognize a terrorist, and what kind of suspicious people should be called into the police.
All right.
And some of these people are like, if you see somebody with a nuclear bomb, yeah, call the cops or whatever, because they're probably up to no good. But some of this stuff was silly, like people who believe in the Constitution or...
Wow.
you know, and some of the others, and I put this up, and it got some attention today. Let's see. The Alabama website was saying if you promoted jury nullification, you might be a terrorist.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Crazy stuff.
Yep. And you're right. This did surface a few years ago, and we talked about it on Free Talk Live at the time, and it was some sort of a federal publication at that time sent out to different law enforcement agencies around the country, and now the recent iteration is state law enforcement agencies. This was the Alabama Department of Homeland Security that had published this criteria on their website that in a nutshell essentially said, if you're a libertarian, you are a suspected domestic terrorist. That's what it basically said.
And there's also there's a very similar one from the state of Pennsylvania. It actually turns out that Alabama ripped theirs off from the state of Pennsylvania.
Intellectual property.
Michael, we got to let you go. Your phone's kind of blipping out a little bit. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. But yeah, that's sort of old news. I mean, if you are somebody who is in an interaction with an officer, law enforcement officer, and you bring up the Constitution, then they might consider you a domestic terrorist.
Well, they've just been advised to consider, to at least warned that you may very well be one.
Incredible. Jury nullification. Unbelievable.
Kind of spooky, huh?
Yeah, and you know, clearly that isn't the sign of somebody just making some bumbling, oafish error. That's somebody saying, I've identified my ideological adversary, and I, in government, am going to label this guy because I know I'm secure in being able to use the force of government against these guys.
Now, they didn't specifically use the term libertarian. They didn't come right out and say libertarians are suspected terrorists, but they did say if you are anti-government, that you're a suspected terrorist.
Then I must be.
And, you know, I prefer to label myself as pro-freedom, but, I mean, the other way you could term that would be anti-government.
Sure, absolutely.
And I'm not violently anti-government.
Right.
And they sort of made a distinction as to those who were advocating violence but not, but they also blurred the lines and they blurred everybody together. And it was really just a hack job against those who believe in liberty. It was sad. 800-259-9231. Quick email from Adam. He says, I was thinking about conspiracy theories tonight. Am I a moment of clarity that will hopefully last me through this entire email? I figured out exactly where the conspiracy theorists have it wrong. They are correct in thinking that there are people out there who want to control their lives, to dominate all aspects of their existence. And they're also correct that many of these people are in places of power where they can achieve some or all of their goals. There are big conspiracies and secret groups that are bent on world domination. All of these theories have a mythical they or them who comprise the conspiracy, be they the world's bankers, the Trilateral Commission, Bohemian Grove, or the left-handed llama farmers, Local 126. The problem with the theorists is that they aren't looking deep enough. They think they've uncovered the one and only them, when in reality there are thousands of thems, each with their own motivations, methods, and resources. And not only do all of the thems want to control us peons, they want to control all of the other thems as well.
Mm.
It's almost like a free market of conspiracies, with none gaining enough power in order to destroy the others. Are there people in the government who traffic in drugs? Absolutely. Is the whole government in on it? Of course not. Even if they were, they'd all be fighting as to the best methods to accomplish the goal.
The theorists like to think that they've found the them because it makes things easier, simpler, and more fun to rant about. But the truth of the matter is that we have to deal with the collective sum total of all of the small conspiracies out there. From a distance, and with a strong squint, it can all look like one big unified blob. The real problem is that the government is designed to hide and protect these small thems. It's not a giant dragon that we need to fight. It's all of the tiny ants crawling all over our freedoms. No matter how many you stomp, there always seem to be more. Instead of killing the ants, we need to kill the queen that keeps spawning them. And queen, thy name is government.
Wow.
From Adam.
Hmm. Sounds like a terrorist to me. That was great.
Yeah, I like the way he points that out. Because there certainly are small groups of people that would like to inflict their agenda, whatever it might be, on America. And some of them are bigger than small groups, like the Parents Television Council. Mm-hmm. One could say that they have a conspiracy to control all sorts of broadcasting here in America, and one would be right about that.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah.
They are conspiring to grow their organization so large to the point where they can conspire to have their members go to their website, fill out a web form, and send in complaints to the FCC whenever somebody says something on the airwaves they don't like. Conspiracy? Sure. But is there this one grand overarching conspiracy? It's silly to believe. What we really need to understand is that there really are people that do want to control you. And they might just be your next-door neighbor. Now, the good news is, on an individual basis, we can help convince these people that the desire to control others is unhealthy, and the desire to control others will only result in you being controlled. See, that's the other part, the side effect, the unspoken side effect of those who want to control others and taking actions towards that end, is that inevitably, even if they are successful in inflicting this control over others, there will inevitably be somebody else, one of those other thems, that comes along, grabs the reins of power from their hands, whether legitimately or through coup d'etat or whatever, and turns it all around on them. That turns the rules over back and reverses them, and then controls those who had wanted the control in the first place. So those who seek power over others will inevitably find themselves controlled. I think that's a fundamental fact that people need to understand. Hour number three is coming up, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's a good kind of control. We're letting you do that. It's private property, and you can do that. Hour three is coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.